You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB. Travel with Wendy Wu Tours. Unique, fully inclusive tours around the world.
Our travel correspondent is Megan Singleton. You can find her at bloggeratlarge.com. Good morning, Megan.
Good morning.
Have you ever missed, I know you'd love to cruise, have you ever missed a ship?
I haven't missed it, but I've come very close with very panicky, nearly missed it, and was also on a private excursion at the time. And so we're talking about the group of travellers that did miss their ship off the coast of Africa.
Eight of them.
And the captain wouldn't let them board. Yeah. And what a stressful time. But I've been following the story. I was actually trying to even stalk the Facebook pages of some of them.
Is it common?
To see, you know. Yes, and apparently it is. And it's absolutely written everywhere. Do not be late back. In fact, after our near miss on my cruise last year, we all got such a fright. We were back an hour before the final call. And in fact, you know, we'd even want to suggest, I would suggest to people, if you're going to do a private excursion, and I wouldn't be put off, you know, still consider doing that, but just do maybe a half day or something that is going to get you back within hours of time, because anything can happen. You know, weather patterns could happen, an accident, you know, whatever, and you will be delayed and you will be left behind. Terrible.
And you shouldn't feel the need to do every daily excursion, should you?
No, well, I've actually written a post about this particular cruise that we did, starting from Trieste in Italy, going down Croatia, Greek islands, Istanbul, Ephesus, ending in Athens. Some days we did do a paid excursion, and some days we just potted around on our own. And that's the sort of thing that you do need to research before you start spending any money and booking all the excursions, because some days you might find you don't need to. There's actually the ship docks really close to all the action, and unless you particularly wanted to see something that was on your bucket list, you'd be probably just as happy pottering around a little village, finding a place to eat, going for a walk, taking photos. That's all part of the joy, the people watching, all of that.
Another thing which I thought was really interesting was, don't forget to include cruising in your insurance.
So it used to all be one thing. You used to just be able to get a policy that just covered you for everything. But now, and I guess with prices of everything going up, you have to add all these add-ons. And that includes things like sort of extreme sports, skiing would be another one. You have to make sure that you're covered for those as well. But cruising is an optional add-on. I'd actually been cruising probably for a couple of years without realising, just buying myself an annual insurance pass, not realising at all that I wasn't covered for cruises while I went on said cruises. So, yeah, I've got that sorted now, so I'm well and truly covered.
And look, if you've got a cruise lined up, the other thing that you mentioned is, don't just wait till you get on board the cruise to start booking all those extras, using the spa or, you know, all the things at the ship, because when you get on board, you might just find that's already booked up and
yeah. They're the first things that sell out. And often what you'll get with your cruise package is the option to go for a private dining experience, which usually costs you a little bit extra, but you might get one gifted in. Or even if you do want to pay a little bit extra, those get booked up really quickly because those restaurants are small. They might be a steakhouse or a sushi bar or something like that. So book that as soon as you've paid for your cruise and you've got your confirmation details through. Log in, set yourself up with a profile on the cruise line's website, download the app which you will be using and when you're sailing, and then you can make all these bookings for the extras that you want to do.
Brilliant advice. As always, thank you so much, Megan. You can find Megan at bloggeratlarge.com.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.